local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Welcome to Wednesday, another live edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. As always, thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it, and we appreciate your interaction as well. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Austin, good to see you today.
Right back at you.
How are you? How did you deal with the cold this morning?
Just stayed inside. That simple.
I had to go to the doctor this morning, so I relied on my experience from living up north, and I made sure because I knew my wife would not remember to do this because she's born and raised here. We took separate cars because she had to come back and get into work. I took the little one to Chick-fil-A, but I made sure to go out about 10 minutes before we were set to leave and turn her car on for her, get the heat rolling so it would be nice and toasty for her and the little one before she would before she came out. I knew there was no chance that would even enter her mind this morning. Me being a Yankee from up north, having gone through Iowa, Ohio winters for decades, I made sure to take care of that for her. So me being the loving husband that I am, getting some brownie points there this morning. But hopefully you all stayed safe and maybe even enjoying it just a tad. I don't know if that may be too unreasonable, but we do have a little bit of a warm-up tomorrow, so we'll be back in the 60s, and then some more Arctic air is coming in to close out the week, so we'll get details on that as we push forward here this afternoon. Taking a look at our top three stories today, we start with the Biden administration is putting the Yemen-based Houthi rebels back on the list of terrorist organizations.
These attacks are a clear example of terrorism, violation of international law, and a major threat to innocent lives and to global commerce.
And the administration made the announcement today after their recent airstrikes against commercial ships in the Red Sea, and the U.S. retaliated last week by launching airstrikes on Houthi facilities in Yemen. The Biden administration initially made the decision to remove them from the terror list in 2021 in an effort to increase and further relations with Yemen, and obviously going back on that today. The clock is ticking on a warning from the Biden administration to Texas. If federal agents are not allowed back into Shelby Park and Eagle Pass by the end of the day today, the federal government will pursue any options available.
It's very important that Greg Abbott and his actions, that he not be let off the hook.
That's Congresswoman Veronica Escobar. She is upset that state guardsmen are being used to block illegal immigrants from claiming asylum. Governor Abbott ordered federal agents banned from the park last week, arguing that the Biden administration has allowed cartels unfettered access to the property. And a Maine judge is deferring the decision on whether or not former President Trump should be allowed on the state's ballot. Last month, the Secretary of State disqualified Trump under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. The ruling issued by Superior Court Justice Michaela Murphy says the decision should be on hold until the Supreme Court rules on the similar case in Colorado, and arguments in that case will start on February 8th. That was a look at your top three stories today. Very busy day in terms of local headlines. We'll get to those in just a moment. First, traffic and weather together for the first time this hour. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, just not a ton going on, but there are a couple of accident reports that we need to keep an eye on. If you are on North W Street near the intersection with Beverly Parkway, we do have an accident in that area that's causing slight congestion at this time. It doesn't look like anything too extensive, but we will keep an eye on it. Also, if you are traveling... What's this here? If you are traveling southbound on Scenic Highway, right beyond where it splits with North Davis Highway, we've got some issues there, particularly if you are traveling towards East Olive Road. You're going to have some backups in that area. And if you are traveling from Scenic Highway, trying to get over the bridge, over the What's this called here? The Escambia River. If you're trying to get over Escambia River and get into Pace coming from Scenic Highway, you are going to be heavily backed up. We did have an accident there earlier that is still causing some heavy congestion at this time. Outside of that, though, there should not be anything from what I'm seeing that's going to hold you up for too long.
It's going to be another cold one overnight with lows near 30 degrees, inland areas down in the mid-20s. Clear tonight. We'll start to see some more clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer tomorrow with a high of about 60. Late in the day and into Thursday night, there's a little chance for a bit of rain, but rain chances are low. And I'll tell you what, this weekend, another monster cold blast headed this way with freezing temps. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. A reminder, the text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. All right, a lot happening here in our local headlines. Couple of updates from last night that you may have not been aware of or may not have heard yet. So last night, we previewed this throughout the afternoon yesterday, is that it was in all likelihood going to happen, but the school board unanimously named Keith Leonard as the permanent superintendent last night, and Leonard did have unanimous support as well among public speakers.
Right now, we have a golden opportunity. We have the right person for the right job at the right time, and I'm asking you, this is the man we need to get. This is the man we need to keep.
And that from Jim Taylor, one of several community members speaking out in support of Leonard. And ultimately, he will now enter negotiations with Board Chair Patty Hightower over an 18-month contract, which would be renewed annually. Another meeting happening last night was the Pensacola City Council meeting as the Community Redevelopment Agency. Spent some time yesterday talking about this one as well. The fates of the Malcolm Young Gym and Cobb Center getting further clarity. This after a presentation from contractors that had looked into the structural damage of both, and the CRA yesterday voting to tear down the Malcolm Young Gym and move forward with looking into repairs for the Cobb Center, which is what Mayor D.C. Reeves had proposed yesterday during the news conference. Here was Councilman and CRA board member Jared Moore.
I do know that if we were to move forward with demolition, that's not saying there still has to be a decision made on what goes there.
Correct.
So that is another conversation for another day.
And several board members did discuss keeping the property, the Malcolm Young Gym property, that is, in the Parks and Rec Department portfolio and potentially building a new gym there rather than using it for affordable housing, which is what Mayor D.C. Reeves had initially been looking to do with the property there. Also hearing from State Representative Michelle Salzman today. She was on Commissioner Jeff Bergosh's Coffee with the Commissioner talking about her bill that has been filed in the House to enact term limits on county commissioners.
We're not nitpicking, you know, only this guy or that guy. We're very consistent. My bill on Friday will be 12 years, non-retroactive. I don't know what's going to happen in the next committee stop, whether it will move back to 8 or whatever, but the retroactive piece at most will only include the current term that you're in plus the next term.
So far, her bill has not been seen in front of any committees right now. The companion bill in the Senate passed the Ethics and Elections Committee yesterday and now heads to Community Affairs. A bench trial is now scheduled to decide the ongoing dispute between the county commissioners of Escambia as well as the clerk of court and comptroller Pam Childers. That P&J report says the trial will be held on February 26th through the 28th. For 2 years now, since January of 2022, Childers has withheld making payments to retirement accounts belonging to Commissioner Stephen Berry, Lumen May, and Robert Bender, arguing the payments amount to an illegal pay raise of over 58%. Later that month, in January of 22, the county filed a lawsuit, and then since then, the case has been in a holding pattern. And finally, in Santa Rosa County, the school district is announcing the name of its new South End High School.
4,345 respondents, and overwhelmingly, by right at 1,000 votes, Soundside High School was what the stakeholders selected in those out of those two names.
That from Assistant Superintendent Joey Harrell. So the potential top three names were Bayshore High, Midway, and Soundside High. And so Soundside beat out Midway. And so Harrell recommended the board adopt Soundside High, which they did so unanimously. So Soundside High School is coming fall of 2026 in Santa Rosa County. Austin, listen, whatever. It's the name of a high school. That's cool. I think it was a missed opportunity, though, to go with Bayside High.
Why is that?
Saved by the Bell, man.
Oh, come on. Well, if you are going to this high school, you want to. You don't want to be known.
Technically, it is a bay. It is East Bay where this high school is going to be.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, this school wants to create its own path, man. It doesn't want to be known.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's going to be at 87 there. It's on the Bay side, East Bay.
It was there. Could have
had the save by, could have gone with the Bayside Bears or whatever they're called. I think a missed opportunity there, but okay, neither here nor there. 420, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Take a quick break back with state and national headlines there. Plenty going on around the state of Florida today. We'll be back.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE now from $31,245 and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through DCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Must take delivery by February 29, 2024. See dealer for details.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number special edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
there.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, looking at traffic here real quick, traffic and weather together. There is not a ton to report on. We do have some issues if you are coming off of Scenic Highway, traveling over Escambia River, trying to get into the Pace area. We had an accident there that's causing some congestion, and it's still pretty extensive, but it does appear to be dying down some. Yeah. That's good. Also, if you're traveling, heading the other direction on Scenic, right where it splits with North Davis Highway, traveling towards East Olive Road, we do have some issues on Scenic there as well that we're also keeping an eye on. Outside of that, there does not appear to be a ton to report on in Pensacola. We did have another accident near the intersection of North W Street and Beverly Parkway, but that does not appear to be causing much, if any, congestion at this time. Outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking fine, and Caroline Street, for the most part, is looking fine as well, so there should not be anything holding you up for too long.
It's going to be another cold one overnight with lows near 30 degrees, inland areas down in the mid-20s. Clear tonight. We'll start to see some more clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer tomorrow with a high of about 60. Late in the day and into Thursday night, there's a little chance for a bit of rain, but rain chances are low. And I'll tell you what, this weekend, another monster cold blast headed this way with freezing temps. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are currently sitting at a very balmy 43 degrees, 34 overnight tonight. And then, yeah, big warm up 63 before some more Arctic air returning into the forecast Friday night into the weekend. So that is that. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, busy day, especially in Tallahassee. Lawmakers are expected to fast-track a bill that would ban children from using social media. A state House committee is expecting to vote any time now today, potentially sending it to the full floor. The proposal would prevent kids from making social media accounts until they're 16. It would also delete existing profiles that fall under the restricted age groups.
And SpaceX is pushing back a historic mission along Florida's Space Coast by at least a day. The company was supposed to send four astronauts to the International Space Station later this evening. The AX-3 mission has been pushed back to tomorrow from the Kennedy Space Center. A successful launch would mark the first time an all-European crew has ever traveled to the ISS.
There's also the bill that would prevent local governments from flying flags that make political statements. So it also includes schools and colleges as well. That bill is being reviewed by a committee today, too.
And someone's sentimental superiority about their flag doesn't change the fact that that flag is political. And we have learned that these flags du jour can come back to bite us.
Those from the LGBTQ community oppose the bill for silencing their freedom of expression through the pride flag.
And this legislative session school safety bill has unanimously cleared the Florida Senate Education Pre-K-12 Committee.
I think is our sacred responsibility after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas tragedy to every year think through and understand how we can protect schools, protect children, protect teachers, and protect the families of our state.
The bill's sponsor says that her proposal would offer training flexibility for retired law enforcement officers wanting to serve as school guardians. It would also require all students to receive yearly instruction on using the Fortify Florida app to report suspicious activity.
National headlines today. Writer E. Jean Carroll took the stand in the defamation damages trial against Donald Trump. Last year, of course, a jury found the former president liable for sexually abusing and defaming Carroll, and she was awarded $5 million in damages. This second trial involves public comments that Trump made about Carroll while he was president and after last year's verdict.
And the federal special counsel in charge of the Hunter Biden case is slamming the president's son for concocting, quote, fiction designed for a Hollywood script. Hunter Biden claimed that he was only indicted on gun charges because of right-wing bias. Federal Special Counsel David Weiss released a photo of the revolver Biden is accused of illegally buying and added that cocaine residue was found on his gun pouch.
Republicans are demanding written testimony from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas as part of the impeachment proceedings, backtracking on plans to have him publicly speak. The newest letter comes as Mayorkas's office said he wouldn't be able to meet the committee chair Mark Green's demand for testimony because he would be hosting a delegation from Mexico to talk about immigration issues.
And attorneys for Brian Koberger want the judge to unseal their arguments asking him to dismiss the charges. Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students back in 2022. Koberger's attorneys previously made two attempts to get the indictment against him dropped, and both of those motions were denied last month.
And also, the central U.S. is dealing with more frigid weather. The National Weather Service says this Arctic cold front will be plunging into the U.S. starting today and could bring more record-setting cold temps. And this comes as an ice storm in the Pacific Northwest has left thousands without power in the state of Oregon. Now, for our area, we're going to get this too. So warming up 63 tomorrow, 55 on Friday, then back down to a high of 43 Saturday, 46 on Sunday. So that is how we are timing that out. 4:30 Fox News update is coming up. We're back with a look at what's happening in the sports world and health, business, and science notes next.
I'm Tom Rigotti. One Republican presidential hopeful is scaling back campaign efforts in New Hampshire less than a week before the primary. Fox's Brian Yenis reports.
Ron DeSantis is moving most of his staff out of New Hampshire and instead moving them south to South Carolina, former Governor Nikki Haley's home state. The campaign effectively conceding a loss here in the Granite State.
Haley is polling in second place behind Donald Trump in New Hampshire. A higher federal appeals court panel has reversed the ruling of a lower one that had ordered Texas to remove a string of buoys in the Rio Grande. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Governor Abbott's administration appealed to the full appellate court, which has sided with Texas. There's now a separate legal fight over a park at the Texas border. The state's taken over as part of their effort to fight illegal immigration. The Justice Department says Texas is standing in the way of Border Patrol patrolling the border.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, a bipartisan deal is being announced on Capitol Hill, which would expand the child tax credit and would also create a series of tax breaks for businesses. The deal brokered between Missouri Republican Jason Smith and Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden ends several months of negotiation. Now, this looks to enhance refundable child tax credits to provide relief to families and those with multiple children. Also raises the tax credit's refundable cap and will adjust it for inflation. And grocery chain Aldi says that it's removing plastic shopping bags from all of its stores across the U.S. Aldi has some 2,300 stores located in the country. In a statement, Aldi CEO Jason Hart said that removing plastic bags from stores would help protect the environment, but also help to reduce costs. In addition, Aldi said it's also going to switch to natural refrigerants for use in all of its U.S. stores by the end of 2035. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower today as investors remained concerned about the outlook for interest rates. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finishing in the red. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. There is a rather unfamiliar silence emanating from a very unlikely place. Your Dallas. mighty quiet down there. No radio appearances from Jarrah. No word yet on his coach Big Mike's fate. Just an eerie, ominous silence from the dude who never stops talking. I'm Jim Rome.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked a lot about what's going on in Tallahassee, a couple of interesting bills like the bill to put warning labels on AI-generated political ads. Talked a lot about term limits for county commissioners, a bill that is being run for an 8-year limit by statute rather than by referendum. Had a big conversation about the pros and cons of term limits. That was in the 6 o'clock hour. And, of course, talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about the Baptist Hospital Project and several other things. You can find all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there are multiple traffic incidents that have been causing some congestion if you are trying to get out of Pensacola towards Pace. If you're going over Escambia River, coming from Scenic Highway, trying to get into Pace there, we still have a lot of backups caused by an accident from earlier. Also, speaking of Scenic Highway, if you are traveling southeast on Scenic Highway towards East Olive Street, or rather East Olive Road, if you are traveling in that area, we've got some accident reports there that are still causing some heavy backups of their own at this time. Outside of that, Pensacola, for the most part, is looking all right. We did have one accident report near the intersection of North W Street and Beverly Parkway, but that is not causing any issues currently. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good, and Caroline Street in the Pace Milton area is looking all right as well.
I'm only asking because I was ignoring you for the first 20 seconds or so that you were talking. So
thank
my,
you, sir.
My apologies. new accident on Scenic, you did see that?
You're talking about the one traveling towards East Olive Road?
Yes.
Southeast, yes, I got
all right,
that.
Very good. Channel 3 first warning weather.
It's going to be another cold one overnight with lows near 30 degrees, inland areas down in the mid-20s. Clear tonight. We'll start to see some more clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer tomorrow with a high of about 60. Late in the day and into Thursday night, there's a little chance for a bit of rain, but rain chances are low. And I'll tell you what, this weekend, another monster cold blast headed this way with freezing temps. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are sitting currently 43 degrees. Big warm up tomorrow, 63 tomorrow, 47, some showers mixed in. At some point, we're going to get a second blast of Arctic air. Looks like it's going to be late Friday, as Friday will have a high of 55 and then 26 overnight Friday night. Cooler temperatures Saturday and Sunday, kind of a repeat of last weekend. 43 for a high Saturday, 46 on Sunday. 4:39, you're listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of our top three stories today. The Biden administration is putting the Yemen-based Houthi rebels back on the list of known terrorist organizations. That reverses a decision from 2021 by the Biden administration. Also, if federal agents are not allowed back into Shelby Park in Eagle Pass, Texas, by the end of the day, the feds say they'll pursue any options available. They have been banned from the park by the state of Texas, arguing that the Biden administration is allowing cartels unfettered access to the property. And then a Maine judge says that the state should wait on what the Supreme Court decides as far as Colorado's case in wanting to keep Donald Trump off of the primary ballot. Of course, last month, Maine's Secretary of State disqualified Trump under the 14th Amendment, and so my Maine judge is now deferring a decision on the Supreme Court's ruling. Those are our top three stories today. 440 now. Austin, what's happening in the sports world?
All right. Well, we've got a couple of games on tonight, both in the NBA and college basketball, and actually, now that I think about it, the NHL as well. The NBA will start there. There's a couple of televised games tonight. Bucks at Cavaliers, that's at 6:30 on ESPN. And soon after that, we got Mavericks at Lakers, that's at 7:30 on ABC. As for college basketball, we've got a few elite matchups that are televised tonight. At 6 o'clock, number 18 Creighton takes on number 1 UConn on FS1, while 12-4 Mississippi State travels to number 8 Kentucky on ESPN2. Both of those games, again, are at 6. After that, at 8, number 25 Texas Tech battles number 5 Houston on ESPNU. And lastly, it's number 12 Arizona versus USC at 9 o'clock on ESPN. As for the NHL game that I hinted at earlier, it's going to be Red Wings at Panthers tonight at 6 on TNT. For this area, if you're a hockey fan, you probably are happy about it being the Panthers, but that was not originally the case. They were not supposed to be on TNT tonight. The game took the televised spot from the Blackhawks and Sabres after postponement due to travel restrictions in Buffalo. As a Steelers fan, you know I can relate to that. The Blackhawks and Sabres will instead face off tomorrow. Okay. Now, speaking of NFL, I wanted to talk to you about this. Have you heard about this stuff with Jim Irsay?
I did. I saw a little bit of it. But there was a report that he was seen unconscious, or he was found unresponsive in a hotel bed, I think, last month. And
yeah,
there's apparently been a lot of rumors about it, but nothing confirmed until today.
Yeah, see, TMZ, and I know they're kind of shady paparazzi scene, I get that. But TMZ, they reported that, yes, as what Joe just said, found unresponsive. This is the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, by the way, Jim Irsay, found unresponsive last month, and apparently he was blue. TMZ cited Carmel, that's in Indiana, police documents in its report, and apparently Irsay was given Narcan at the scene. That is a medicine used for reversing opioid overdoses.
Right, and I believe that's the one for fentanyl too, right?
Ooh, my Isn't goodness, that- I'm not sure. The source that I was reading on this, it just said opioid ODs, but it could be fentanyl as well. And the documents did classify the incident as an overdose. So I don't know what it is. The Colts have been radio silent on it, basically. They were just very reserved in the comments they did release. They said that Irsay is just being treated for a severe respiratory illness at this time, yada, yada, yada. We don't want a further comment. I don't know. Seems kind of shady. I don't know what that's all about. And lastly, more coaching news in the NFL. We were just recently, I think it was yesterday, talking about the Falcons interviewing Bill Belichick. Well, they doubled down on their reek of desperation. They are now interviewing Jim Harbaugh for their head coach opening. That's right. They reached out to him as well. They're firing on all cylinders, trying to get someone competent. This news comes just after they interviewed Belichick, as I just said. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin is confirmed to be riding with the Steelers next season. If you're a Steelers fan like myself, that is no surprise. We knew that he was a lock the minute he had another winning record and the minute he made the bracket. Just saying.
Yeah. No, you're right. So he's got 1 year left on his contract, so we'll see what happens after that. All right, thank you very much. 443, health, business, and science notes today. It's been a week since the opening of OpenAI's GPT store, and already users are breaking the rules and creating companions. A search for girlfriend on the new GPT store will populate the site's results bar with at least 8 girlfriend AI chatbots. The company bans apps dedicated to fostering romantic companionship. I wonder why that is. In the U.S., 7 of the 30 AI chatbot apps downloaded last year from the Apple or Google store were related to AI friends, girlfriends, or companions, according to data.ai.
I mean, look, I know people like this get made fun of, but I honestly think it's just sad. Like, if you are using the internet for anything lustful, it's like, okay, dude, you're just kind of creepy. Get some help. But these people who, it's not just something like that. It's search for girlfriend, friends, and companions. It just seems like there's a lot of loneliness going on amongst these people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's upsetting. Consumers are about to save at the bank. The Biden administration and the CFPB unveiled new regulations for overdraft fees that are expected to go into effect in 2025. Banks will now have to choose between offering overdraft loans for profit or a courtesy service, dropping fees by over 50%. The rule changes will affect around 175 banks nationwide.
A Harvard study is showing a link between fruit juice and weight gain in both children and adults.
It's a new analysis of 42 prior studies which found that drinking a glass or more a day of 100% fruit juice is linked to weight gain, not just in kids, but in adults. The study, published in JAMA Pediatrics, says the actual weight gain is small but significant because juice causes a sugar spike, and too much sugar in the blood, well, that can lead to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Experts say the bottom line is skip the juice and eat the orange or apple itself, and use portion control, no more than half a cup a day for young kids. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Yeah, and also older Americans own a much bigger share of large homes. You didn't do this one already, did you?
No.
All right. Older Americans own a much bigger share of large homes than they did a decade ago, and young families are struggling to get into them. Empty nest baby boomers own 28% of large homes, and millennials with kids own 14%. Gen Z families own just 0.3% of homes with three bedrooms or more. This is a change from the historical norm. 10 years ago, young families were just as likely as empty nesters to own large homes.
Interesting. Right. Just past 4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. It's the coldest time of the year. Visit ECUA's website now for info on protecting your home's plumbing from the effects of freezing temperatures. That's ECUA. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, a lot of the issues we had if you were coming from Scenic Highway trying to travel over Escambia River and get into Pace, there is still a lot of congestion there that's going to have you backed up a bit, but it is dying down slowly but surely. Same can be said if you're traveling southeast on Scenic Highway towards East Olive Road. We had an accident report there as well that was causing some backups. Once again, still causing backups at this time, but not as severe, so hopefully that those will both die down soon. Outside of that, we've got a little bit of issues at the intersection of Caroline Street and Chamukla Highway. We've got some issues in that area there. Also a little bit on Florida Town Road as you're traveling north towards that same intersection. So look out for that if you are in that area. Don't know what's causing that, but we'll keep an eye on it. Outside of that, there's not a ton to report on. Maybe a little bit of backups on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River into downtown Milton. But that luckily has been rather docile at this time.
All right. 43 degrees right now. Overnight low tonight is 34. 63 tomorrow. I'm going to head to the beach when we're off the air tomorrow. 20% chance of some showers, mostly cloudy. Showers increasing chance to 40% Thursday night, down to 47 degrees. Sunshine Friday, 55. Then we've got the Arctic blast returning with a low of 26 degrees Friday night. Cooler temps Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-40s. Taking a look at what's going on around the pop culture world today. Austin, a new and exciting reality competition is coming to CBS.
Really?
Yes. The network has announced a series order for The Summit, which follows 16 strangers through the New Zealand Alps. I was not aware that the Alps were in New Zealand, as they try to reach the peak of a massive mountain in just 2 weeks.
Okay.
Each climber will carry an equal share of $1 million, although not everyone will make it to the top. The show promises morals and relationships will be tested when they must decide what to do if someone falls behind. All the prize money will be lost if the group fails to reach the summit in time.
So they carry an equal share of $1 million. You mean like each person hypothetically like is worth $1 million in this case?
I believe that it would be a million divided by 16.
Oh, okay.
Because there's 16 strangers, right? So whatever that share equals out to, I'm too lazy to look up what that share is. So I guess it's basically, but here's the thing. What I don't understand is that it from what I just read, it's like, hey, if all 16 people don't make it to the top, then nobody gets any of the money.
Yeah, all of
it would
be lost.
So I don't really understand what the, I mean, is the decision just, hey, are we all going to just give up if somebody's, like, you know, on the verge of death? Because at that point, nobody's going to make it up anyway. Nobody's going to get money. A little confused by the premise, but hey, if you're interested in the summit, there you go.
And ratings for the Emmy Awards hit a record low. The 75th Annual Emmy Awards, hosted by Anthony Anderson, had an audience of 4.3 million total viewers. The show received a 0.85 rating amongst adults aged 18 to 49, which is a new low for the award show, according to Nielsen.
Yeah, also, luxury watch is to blame for Arnold Schwarzenegger being detained at the Munich airport. TMZ says the actor and former governor was stopped after trying to take an unregistered luxury watch through customs. He was detained for 3 hours. He agreed to prepay potential taxes on the watch, but a credit card machine failed for an hour and an ATM machine had too low of a cash withdrawal limit. So, first world probs.
Absolutely.
Quite literally there.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Godzilla fans will be able to see the latest Japanese film in the franchise in a different way. Godzilla Minus One / Minus Color will hit theaters on January 26th. It will be a remastered black and white version of the surprise box office hit. The film has brought in almost $51 million at the U.S. box office since its release last month. Godzilla Minus One / Minus Color will only be in theaters until February 1st. Bit of a mouthful there.
All right. 4:51, we'll take a final break this hour, back with some wacky stories and good news as we wrap up hour number one of Pensacola right now.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, It's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we were having a lot of issues on Scenic Highway if you were trying to travel over Escambia River and get into Pace. That was from a previously reported traffic incident, but that has just about died down entirely. Same can be said if you're traveling southeast on Scenic Highway towards East Olive Road, where we had yet another traffic incident. However, if you are traveling northbound on Scenic, where you are going to try to get onto that bridge over Escambia River, we do still have some backups there leading up to where it merges with North Davis Highway, so just be on the lookout for that if you are in that area. Outside of that, there's not a ton going on in Pensacola at the moment. Maybe a little bit of backups on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, which is pretty par for the course. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking all right, and same can be said about Caroline Street over in the Pace-Milton areas. Other than some issues if you are traveling, that's eastbound on Caroline Street towards Chemukla Highway, but once again, nothing too severe.
Freezing cold weather again for the overnight hours with lows near 30. Some of the inland areas will be down in the mid-20s. Clear skies tonight, and we've got a warmer day tomorrow with a high of about 60 degrees. Clouds will start to move back into the skies, though, and we do have a little bit of a chance for rain late in the day and into Thursday night. And then we've got another cold blast ahead for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are sitting at 43 degrees right now. If you're just joining us, a quick recap of our top three stories here before we turn things over to Channel 3 at the top of the hour. The Biden administration is putting the Yemen-based Houthi rebels back on its list of terrorist organizations. That announcement reverses a decision the Biden administration made in 2021 to take them off the list. Also, the feud is brewing between the White House and Texas over Shelby Park in Eagle Bass, Texas. The state has been using guardsmen to block illegal immigrants from claiming asylum, and they've been banning federal agents from the park as of last week as well. And a Maine judge is deferring a decision on whether or not former President Trump should be allowed on the state's ballot. This, of course, comes after Maine Secretary of State disqualified Trump under the 14th Amendment. The ruling by the judge says a decision should be on hold until the Supreme Court takes up the Colorado case, which arguments are going to begin on February 8th. Taking a look at some wacky stories making the waves here. Halfway through January, and Austin, we've already got our first massive scandal.
Really?
Yeah, you may remember us talking about this one. The Guinness World Record for world's oldest dog may be bogus. Guinness certified the record last January and said a dog in Portugal named Bobby, was over 30 years old. Sadly, he passed away in October, which is, I think, when we talked about it.
Yeah.
Supposedly at age 31, but Bobby's legacy might forever be tarnished after Guinness just announced the record is now under review. He was a type of livestock guardian dog called a Referro do Alentejo. I assume that's Portuguese for something.
Probably.
They usually live 12 to 14 years, so 31 would be more than twice that. People are also claiming that photos taken of him in 1999 show a dog with slightly different colored paws. So there is now an inquiry.
And a homeless man is accused of shooting someone with a BB gun following an argument at a McDonald's in Hillsborough County, Florida. Police say the suspect was originally warned about trespassing at the restaurant yesterday. He reportedly returned that same night and shot someone before riding away on a bicycle. Investigators say the incident stemmed from an argument over a phone charger.
As they often do.
Oh, yeah.
Good news, an 84-year-old woman near Pittsburgh, speaking of McDonald's, named Dot Sharp, finally retired after working at McDonald's for 45 years. She remembers when they started serving Happy Meals back in 1979, McNuggets in 1980, And even the McPizza in 1986. Never had a McPizza. That's when I was born.
Yeah, me neither.
She's been working the drive-thru for the past 9 years, and customers love her, so she'll be missed. Happy trails to Dot.
Good for her. If Jason Kelce is set to retire, consider this a strong start to his post-NFL life. This morning, he turned up to his local McDonald's, once again, to surprise a fan and employee with a signed jersey. The employee, Danielle Bonham, posted a picture with the jersey and Kelce in the background. He signed it and inscribed it to Danielle, Go Birds, thank you. That's cool.
Oh, very cool. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is up now. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.